if you're working outside in the garden, you come in and do what to your hands before you leave?
Wash them.
Okay. After you have a large meal, you do what to the dishes? And
wash the dishes.
After you wash them?
Dry them.
Before you dry them?
Rinse them, wash them, and dry them.
Okay.
Scrape them.
Now I'm trying to get you, do you have any other words that you use for washing dishes or rinsing dishes? Is that what you usually use?
No.
What do you use?
Do the dishes. Do the dishes. Some people say do the dishes, but we usually say wash the dishes.
That's one thing. When you do wash the dishes, what do you use in your hand to do it with?
Dish rag.
Okay. When you dry them, do you use?
Dishcloth or towel.
Okay. Do you ever call? You know, is that what you would usually say? That would be the first term that come to your mind. How about, do you have different terms or different kinds of towels?
Bath towel, hand towel, is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Any others?
Yeah. Dish towel. So I can think of. I've heard dish towels called tea towels.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
We call them that, tea. How about a big fluffy bath
Turkish towel?
When we turn on the water inside, it comes out of the what?
Faucet.
What, outside?
Oh, spigot.
Okay. When a bubble is floating through the air and all of a sudden it
bursts.
Okay, that's the verb I want. Now you'd say, today the bubble
bursts.
Yesterday.
Is bursting.
Okay, either one. Yesterday, a bubble.
Bubble burst.
Okay,
tomorrow it will burst.
So, several times. Bubbles have
burst.
Okay. Sometimes in a country store you see a big thing.
Barrel.
That's it. what do you think of as smaller than a barrel?
Keg.
Okay. How about a place where molasses or lard is displayed within the store or?
Barrel.
Yeah, well,
bucket.